We in this community understand the importance of being an American. We understand the importance of our veterans, and we understand the importance of our armed services. Here today, joining me on the podium, we have Cheryl Wood, who will be singing our national anthem that we take so much pride in. We have Mr. Energetic, the commanding general of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, Major General Martin. We have our mayor from Waynesville, Mayor Cliff Hammack. We have our Veterans Day Parade Marshal. Marge Scott. We have our mayor of St. Robert, Mayor George Sanders. Thank you, George. We have Pastor Quinn, who will be doing our invocation here in just a few moments. And we have our state representative, David Day. Thank you for joining us here today. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Quinn of the Manifest Destiny Ministries to have our invocation.
You know, the Word of God says, "Render, therefore, to all their dues. Custom to whom custom is due. Reverence to whom reverence is due. Honor to whom honor is due." Will you bow with me for a moment of prayer? Most gracious and everlasting God, who are above all, beneath all, within all, and around all, you are the God of purpose, power, compassion, and of love. As we come today to pay tribute to our veterans, those who have pledged to defend our nation with courage, dedication, and greatness of heart, we first of all come with an attitude of gratitude to honor you as our greatest commander who has fought many battles for us. God, we invoke your presence in the midst of this commemorative event. May it be a safe, blessed event of reflecting and celebration. God, we pray for our veterans who are still living among us. We pray for your blessings upon them and their families, as we show them our appreciation for the sacrifices that has been made to maintain our freedom and for forging a way to a brighter hope. We thank you. We thank you for the fruit of their labor, their dedication, their valor, and selfless service. And Father, for those who have paid life's greatest sacrifice, reminding us that freedom is not free, we mourn their great loss, but we also celebrate their life, their unsung legacy. Comfort that which remain, restore that which is built, that we may continue to build anew. Guide and strengthen us, we beseech thee. We honor you as we honor our heroes, our champions of freedom. We pray for continuous safety for our soldiers, our airmen, our sailors, and our Marines and their families. We pray for our leaders, our nation. We pray that your goodness and mercy will continue to follow us as we look forward to the time where we will beat our weapons into plowshares and pruning hooks, when nations shall not lift up weapons against nations, neither shall we study war no more. Adonai in Isu Uno, Yeshua Christo Ina, Amen. Glory.
Amen. Thank you. Next, we'll have the presentment of the colors by the Fort Leonard Wood Joint Service Color Guard. If you'd all please rise.
At this time, we have the passing of the color guard coming past the reviewing stand. The color guard with all of the various flags and looks like various members of the service represented here. And they're facing the crowd now. And trying not to say a lot.
Now Cheryl Wood will sing the national anthem.
Here comes our national anthem with Cheryl Wood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Now, if you would all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's give a round of applause to Cheryl Wood for the singing of the national anthem. Yeah, it just always sends chills up everybody's spine when you hear that national anthem, especially when it's done so beautifully. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. Thank you. Now, if Mark Scott will please join me at the podium for the ringing of the war bells.
Turned off, Mark.
I think we are. Want me to start? Just a second. The American Revolution, 1775 to 1783. The War of 1812, 1812 to 1814. Mexican-American War, 1846 to 1848. The Civil War, 1861-1865. Spanish-American War, 1899 to 1902. World War I, 1914 to 1918. World War II, 1939 to 1945. The Korean War, 1950 to 1953. The Vietnam War, 1961-1965. 75, my error. The Persian Gulf War, 1991. The War on Terrorism, September 11th, 2001.
Thank you, Marge. We're now going to have a few speakers. And our first speaker, our parade marshal, Marge Scott, really needs no introduction. We know how much she does for our community. We know how active she's been. But do any of you know Marge Scott, the Vietnam-era veteran? Marge was born in Chicago, Illinois, but raised in the suburb of Hinesdale, where she attended Palisades Grade School and Lemont High School, graduating in 1960. After her father's passing in 1960, Marge stayed at home to help her mother by working as an auxiliary nurse at the TB Sanitarium and also at the Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. After 6 years, Marge felt there was something more for her to do. So in April of 1966, she enlisted in the United States Women's Army Corps, also called the WACS. After raising her right hand and taking the oath, she shipped off to Fort McClellan, Alabama for basic training. She fell in love with the Army and soon became a platoon sergeant. And for those of you who know Marge, you understand how she became a platoon sergeant. She gets it done. After completion of basic training, she was reassigned to Fort Sam Houston, Texas for basic medical corpsman and advanced individual training in the operating room procedure course, and then another move to Fort Jackson, South Carolina for on-the-job training, graduating with promotion to PFC. After all of her training, she finally found her home at Fort Benjamin Harrison, Indianapolis, Indiana, where she was assigned to the operating room, and within 1 year she had earned her Spec 5 promotion and became NCOIC of the operating room. Marge found it to be a wonderful life, but in those days you could not be married or pregnant or you were discharged from the Army. Marge wanted to stay in the WACS after being offered E6, but a man came into her life at Fort Benning Harrison that changed everything, and the rest is history. She was discharged on 17 April 1969 and was married the following week at Fort Carson, Colorado, where her new husband was assigned after a tour in Vietnam. She is very proud to have served her country and thanks the Women Army Corps for her training and mentorship as she went on to attain her nursing license, and she feels blessed to have had a great career and a wonderful life. Miss Marge Scott.
Thank you, Mr. Dunbar, for that introduction. General Martin, Representative Day, Mayor Sanders, Mayor Hammett, and honored guest, welcome. And what an honor and privilege it is for me to be here today. Let me reflect for a moment. During World War II, over 150,000 American women served in the Women's Army Corps, the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, but without military status. These women often had to obtain their own food and quarters, and they received no legal protection or medical care. And upon their return home, they were not entitled to the disability benefits or pensions available to U.S. military veterans. Many of these women gave all for nothing in return. It wasn't until President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed a bill on 1 July 1943 discontinuing the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps and in its place establishing the WACS, Women's Army Corps, which was active up until October of 1978, when women fully were assimilated into all branches of the military except combat. The Women's Army Corps, Auxiliary Army Corps during World War II paved the way for the women of the Korean conflict, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, and the War on Terrorism. Many opportunities have been opened to today's women that joined the military, and we say thank you to those who opened the door, the women of World War II and the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps. But, ladies and gentlemen, as I stand here today, I don't represent just the women's veterans. I am here and was chosen to represent all veterans, past, present, future, on this day across our nation, across our state, local county, and our local area, because all gave some and some gave all. And that, my friends, was to defend our freedom. Our veterans have fought long and hard through many wars to preserve our freedom and values so that we may pass them on to our children and grandchildren. I ask you today to shake the hand of a veteran and say, thank you, job well done. Let us not forget those veterans that are unable to be here today physically, but they are here in spirit. Today, say thank you to the men and the women of the American Legion, the DAV, the VFW, and their auxiliaries for helping to support and remember our veterans through a number of programs. I salute you. When I put this uniform on this morning, I stepped out of the past and had a feeling to stand tall and proud once again. That feeling I call patriotism, wanting to serve God and country and defend her to the end, whatever the cost. Now I say to you, may the God of heaven and earth wrap his arms around our military men and women and keep them safe till they all come home. Thank you for allowing me to represent each and every one of you in this year's Veterans Day Parade. And God bless America.
Thank you, Marge, for your words and your past service and everything that you do for our community. Thank you very much. Our next speaker, again, really needs no introduction, except since I've come to know him, I really think he is the most energetic commanding general of Fort Leonard Wood that we have ever had. Major General Martin, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Marge, thank you for those great remarks. I'm really proud to be up here on the stage with you and to the whole team here and to the two mayors. First off, happy Veterans Day. Do we have any veterans in the audience? Can I hear a hooah? All right, how about Marines? Any Marines out there? Hoorah! How about airmen? Sailors? Coast Guard? Soldiers? Hey, I'm proud to be here with all of you today. And, you know, you heard the bells ring for the different wars. November 11th, back in 1918, it first started as a holiday, as the Armistice Day, the day to end all wars. Well, it didn't work. There's been a lot of wars, and there's wars all over the world. And as Douglas MacArthur said, only the dead will see the end of war, because that's the nature of humankind. Unfortunately, people can't get along on a lot of things and they end up fighting. That's why we need people, brave folks like our veterans. By the way, there's 24 million veterans in the United States. Over 500,000 of them live here in the great state of Missouri. That's why we need people who will say in a time of war, like these young troops right here, who I'm proud to serve with all you young troops and you drill sergeants who are taking these young civilians and turn them to soldiers to be like you, but that you raised your hands in a time of war and said, I'm going to take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of this great country, and send me anywhere in the world to defend this country. We need you. We need veterans, because it's a dangerous world we live in, and unfortunately, at the end of the day, you need brave people that will go to faraway places and do hard, tough missions, include putting your life on the line. So thank you to all you young troops who joined. You are the youngest veterans here today. And thank you to all the old troopers, and many of you are here who have served this country for many, many years. You are key to our security and well-being. I want to thank this community, because the real strength of America is the communities. It's the individual citizens, whether you've ever served a day in the military or not. America is only as strong as the individual people and citizens of our communities. And this is a strong, vibrant community. It is a wonderful place to live. I've never served in a better place. But for all you out there, all you kiddos, you young kids, you high school students, the strength of our country rests with you. Make it a commitment that you are going to be the best you can be. Again, whether you never serve a day in the military, doesn't matter. That you are going to make a commitment to be the best you can be, to be a strong person, mind, body, heart, spirit, okay? That you are going to make a difference, that you are going to be the best you can be at whatever you do, find a calling, find a passion, and go out and be great at it. And then when you do graduate from high school, get into some kind of public service. Find something and make a difference. It could be anything from the Peace Corps to the Marine Corps, or helping inner city kids or whatever, but go out and do it. The strength of our country depends on you. It depends on our families. So if you're a parent, be a great parent. Do the right thing. Raise those kiddos strong. If you have a job, whatever it is, fireman, police officer, school teacher, I don't care what it is, whether you're a drill sergeant, be great at it and make a difference for your community, because that's what's going to make our country strong. Just a couple of things about Veterans Day. John F. Kennedy, former president, said that a nation reveals itself not only by the people it produces, but also by the people it honors, the people it remembers. We will never forget our veterans. Today, we have a national treasure called the All-Volunteer Force. We have to preserve that force. And events like today and outreach and support of great communities like St. Robert's and Waynesville, you help us preserve that great all-volunteer force. We also have to win the current fight. We are in a tough war that really started 30 years ago when the revolutionaries in Iran stormed the embassy, took our citizens hostage. That was 30 years ago. We didn't wake up until 9/11, 2001. We are in a tough global struggle that's going to go on for decades, and we have to win this fight. So we need everybody to, you know, redouble their efforts, their commitment, because this is not going to go away anytime soon. We have wonderful young soldiers. I could talk all day about them, but I won't, because we got to get on with this parade. But I would ask that you keep our troops and our leaders in your thoughts and your prayers. Pray for wisdom for our nation's leaders. Pray for the families and the fallen troops at Fort Hood, Texas. And please pray for our soldiers who are in combat today, as well as our own 4th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade from Fort Leonard Wood, that is the frontline defense of Homeland Defense for the next year against terrorist strikes or whatever bad happens in terms of disasters in America. So with that, I just want to encourage everybody, be a great citizen for our soldiers here. Someday, you're going to take that uniform off and go back into your town or your community, and you're going to be a veteran, a leader for a lifetime to keep American America strong. Thank you very much. Hoorah, Army Strong.
Thank you, General Martin. It is no wonder that our nation entrusts you with the care of our soldiers and their training. Thank you so much for your dedication, and you honor us by your attendance today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Next speaking, we have our Mayor of Waynesville, the Honorable Cliff Hammack. Mayor Hammack.
Thank you, Mike. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to be here as communities across this great nation gather today to recognize the service of our veterans. And let me just say to our distinguished guest here, it's an honor to have Fort Leonard Wood, the world premier defense training facility, right here next to the cities of St. Robert and in Pulaski County, and the important work. And Marge, I couldn't say enough about your nomination as our parade marshal and your great service to our country in Vietnam. And I know that that was very significant service to all those men and women that served as part of that conflict, me being one, and I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of also working at Fort Leonard Wood, but also serving here in the community, and I see firsthand the important work that our veterans do here on the installation to train for the defense of our country. But being a community leader, I get to also see these young service personnel, as they retire, many of them into the local community here, take that uniform off, and that commitment that General Martin talked about, once veteran, always veteran, we see that day in and day out with those young families that retire here as they support our civic organizations and all the important veterans and auxiliary groups that continue to work very, very hard for the veterans benefits for our service personnel. You know, I'm often asked, what is the definition of a veteran? And, you know, that's not as easy as it might sound. So for some people, it might be an individual that puts on a uniform and serves this great country. But I think it's a lot more involved than that. And as we were hearing the ringing of the bells, I was just thinking, think of all the lives, all the individuals that served in those conflicts, the families that were impacted, the nation, the United States of America, and the impact that those wars have had, not only on our great country, but on the world. So it makes one ask the question a little deeper. What is the basis of the gold standard of an American veteran? And I like to study history a little bit, and I reflect back in my history lessons to a point when this young nation was a struggling independent movement. Many of you know that our founding fathers in 1776 in July had this vision, but it wasn't quite that simple. For about the first 5 or 6 months, that movement was about to die. And on December the 24th and December the 25th, 1776, General Washington, with a deteriorating movement and a little more than 2,000 dedicated service personnel that wanted to move this great country forward, took a gamble. And it was a gamble. When they crossed the Delaware, and the only thing that those service personnel were assured of was one of two things. One thing was total annihilation and the end of the movement, and the other thing was that they might get a marginal victory, and from that marginal victory, there were going to be continued struggles for many, many years. So as we think about the veterans today and the great work that they're doing for our country and our communities, let's remember that, in my opinion, is where it began for the American veteran at that point. That's the gold standard. That's the basis for our veterans today and what we as a nation continue to grow upon. In here in a minute or two, we're going to start this parade. And as we parade today, let's remember and pay honor to those that have served. And also, as we move in this parade today, let's support those that are continuing to support our great nation in Afghanistan and Iraq. And General Martin, I appreciate all the wonderful service that's going on at Fort Leonard Wood, all those great men and women, and the training they're receiving. So God bless the community and God bless our nation, and thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you, Cliff, for your words and your service to our community. Next, we have the Mayor of St. Robert and the Honorable Mayor George Sanders.
Good morning, everyone. What can I say to you today that has not already been said? You've been introduced to our speakers here on the podium. You've been given a summary of the veterans and what we stand for. So the only thing that I can do for you is to say, today we gather here to honor our veterans, past and present. We honor those who gave their lives so that this nation will be a land of freedom. To the veterans that is still with us, thank you for your service to our nation. To the active duty military, thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe during these years. And the last thing I have to say is, let's get on with the parade.
Thank you, Mayor. He's always a man of few words, but a lot of action. Thank you. At this time, if we would all stand for the retiring of the colors.